Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right, the head coach, Ron Rivera, with us one final time to wrap up the 2021-2022 season. He's presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Get comfort now, pay later with 60-month same-as-cash on a brand-new HVAC system. Learn more at FHFur.com. That's FH Fur, absolutely the best. Well, the season's over. Your second season here, Ron. It was not a great start. It was a really good middle, and then it was a crazy, crazy finish. Describe it in your own words.
Oh, I would use the words you used.
Don't. Use like something else.
Well, you know, probably the biggest thing, Kevin, it had its moments. It really did. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not satisfied with it. I'm even disappointed, to be honest, because we had opportunities. And that's the thing that really just kind of sticks out and sticks in my craw a little bit, was we had some opportunities. Just the unfortunate circumstances we had really derailed, you know, what we had built and put ourselves in place to try and accomplish. But there were also some moments that I found to be really positive, really, truly positive. So, you know, something we're going to take and learn from and most certainly help to use to get us better, that's for sure.
What were some of the moments that you look back on that were really positive?
Well, I most certainly do appreciate the four-game stretch. You know, from Tampa to Las Vegas, I thought, you know, that really kind of showed what we're capable of, what we could be if we did the things that we needed to, play the way we're capable of, in spite of the losses that we had in terms of the injuries and the COVID outbreak afterwards. I just think that. We were better than we finished.
Was there a moment this year, a game, a moment in a game or anything else where you look back and say, you know, if it had gone another way, the season could have gone in a different direction?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and I don't think there's just one game you could say that. But, you know, to me, right away, you can point to San Diego. You can point to the Chargers. You know, you're down in your own territory. You've played solid, and unfortunately, we turned the ball over there. You know, then you turn and you look to New Orleans, and in spite of how well we played, at one point we gave two major plays on defense that cost us an opportunity to win a game. You know, and then you look at Denver. You know, we go up there and we play pretty sound, but we just don't capitalize. You know, so there are moments more so than there was just one defining moment, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the one thing that it kind of came to a head more so than anything was the Dallas game in Dallas. I mean, it was just, you know, the frustration of all the negative things that happened just kind of boiled over at that point.
Yeah, it's funny the games you mentioned, because the Chargers game, obviously Antonio's fumble inside, you know, your own 10-yard line with a lead in the fourth quarter is a big spot. But they, you know, they converted 14 of 18 on third down and had 500 yards. The Chiefs game, and I remember talking to you afterwards, It was 13-10, and Dustin Hopkins missed a chip shot for a 6-point lead. And I think, I remember talking about it the next day, I think that game would have taken, I don't know if you would have won the game, but I think it would have kept the momentum in the game, and I thought it was a major turning point in that particular game. And the truth is, they weren't playing that well at the time.
Yeah, I mean, but again, if you go back and you want to talk about the Charger game, if you win a game and you don't play well in spite of playing bad, you come out going, dang, you know what, if we put it together. And it's the same thing with the Chiefs game. And you sit there and you go, man, for who they are right now, you feel pretty good about what we did in that Chiefs game. I mean, there's so many things you can point to as the things that really kind of showed what you're capable of, but you just didn't get it done. I mean, your record says what you are. And right now we're just slightly below average. I get that. But at the end of the day, it's not as if, with the exception of probably two games, that you could say we never really had a chance to win.
There was a lot of optimism, before the season started about the defense in particular, probably more than any other part of the team heading into the season. Why do you think it didn't perform as well as most of us and probably you expected?
Well, I always said this. Maturity, okay, and I'll stick to that as far as this year was concerned, because you have to be able to do a few things, and one of them was to handle expectations, okay, especially people's expectations that were a little more than they needed to be, and then I think the thing that we all have to understand too is that it's about how young we are as a football team, the growth that we have to make to be able to handle those types of situations, and then overall development. These are all things that come with youth, and they come with the development and growth.
So how do you take the maturity that you had talked about early in the season and you just mentioned again and make sure that it doesn't happen next year?
Well, you'd like to believe now we have some experience to lean on and point at and say, look, this is what happens when you don't do these things. This is what happens when you're you don't control your expectations. This is what happens when you don't take ownership. I mean, there's so many things to point at in terms of, if we don't learn from this experience, we just wasted it.
Do you feel comfortable that you've got guys defensively that have learned from this experience?
Well, I believe so. I really do. And based on the conversations I have with the players in their exit meetings, absolutely, I feel that we do.
Two seasons into, your tenure here, and for the first time, as in a coach-centric, system and approach, being the lead decision maker on all football decisions, how do you think you're doing on handling both that and being the head coach simultaneously?
Well, I think, we're doing some pretty good things. We're learning, we're growing, we're developing, we're making good decisions, we're making bad decisions. I mean, this is all about growth and understanding. And the proof won't be in the pudding until, we get to next season and see where we are. That, to me, is when you can truly get a good evaluation as to we're headed in the right direction or not.
The end of the third year. This is a big year. Now, it's different than the first go-round at Carolina because you had the quarterback, but you're still – you're sticking with this third year being a telling year one way or the other.
Absolutely. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it doesn't matter what year you're in, it's going to tell you the direction you're headed. And again, I really think more so than anything else is that we have an opportunity to take a step forward, a good step. And so I'm excited. I really am. I'm looking forward to getting to work and mapping out and planning out the future as we go forward.
We're talking to Ron Rivera. One more question just about sort of wearing both hats. Given the additional responsibilities that you have here that maybe you didn't have as much in Carolina, has it changed or affected the way you coach as a head coach? Like, do you delegate more or are you coaching the same way?
Well, I will say I do delegate a little bit more. And I do like, what the coordinators have done. I really do. I get an opportunity to spend time with these guys, get an opportunity to be in meetings with these guys and listen and watch. And so, as far as that's concerned, delegating, that's all part of, the situation, circumstances I have now.
All right, we'll get to the quarterback in a moment. Have you talked to the owners yet? And if so, what did they say about the season?
I have talked with the owners, and that's all part of, what we do. We talk about the players, talk about where we are with the players. We go through the season, talk about what happened in the season. And then we talk about a plan going forward. And as we, continue to talk about that plan, we look at what all our options are, and then we just keep going forward.
Is it just you that sits down with Dan and Tanya? Is that how it works?
Yes. For the most part, it's an opportunity for me to visit with them and just kind of go through things. And, at the end of the day, the most important thing that we talk about really is going forward and what the plan is.
So how did it go?
Well, I thought it went well, but, that's my perspective. I mean, I'm an optimistic guy. I believe in what we're doing, and, I'm pretty excited about going forward and looking towards the future.
Was their reaction positive and supportive?
I believe it was. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about everything that, we have going right now. I'm real excited about our opportunity going forward.
So I do want to get to the whole quarterback conversation, but real quickly, you've got a ton of evaluating to do. You talked about that with Martin Mayhew earlier this week. What's your gut right now on what the other priorities will be? Does anything stand out in terms of, all right, quarterbacks in this bucket over here, what else will be a priority?
Well, we have a couple of positions that, we want to get a few more pieces of depth in, and then we have a couple positions that if we can find a front-line guy, we most certainly will fill them.
Will you tell me what they are?
No.
Okay.
The last thing we need, Kevin, is for everybody to know what we're looking at.
Understood. Did your opinion long-term or short-term on Landon Collins change after you moved him, exclusively or mostly exclusively into that Buffalo nickel position?
I'll put it this way. The thing that I like about it is it excites me because of how he played it and how he really just absorbed it, and he became that Buffalo nickel, the hybrid, as he likes to call it. he was very productive, and that's what, watching him, that's what we believe he can do. He's a disruptor. He really was, and he made some impacts on some plays.
Just don't put an LB next to his name, right?
Exactly.
Joey Sly was 12 for 12 for you on field goals. He had the one extra point in the game against Seattle, the play he got hurt on. Is it a good bet that he's your kicker next year?
A good bet he's going to be one of the guys coming in to compete to be our kicker.
Martin Mayhew said the other day that the team last offseason offered Brandon Scherff the largest deal in NFL history for a guard, and he turned it down. It's a pretty safe bet you're not going to franchise him for a third time. Are you making plans to be without him next year?
We can't franchise him. We've used that all up. And so, the biggest thing for us is to see if there is something that could be done.
Is that one of the priorities, is to try to make another swing at keeping him?
As we go through, the roster and looking at the roster build and everything, the thing we have to see is where does it fit and how does it fit?
All right, let's get to the quarterback. You and Martin the other day talked about, it being a priority and the different paths as you described them, free agency, trade, draft, evaluating what you have currently. What are you looking for specifically in your next quarterback? You've talked to me many times and to everybody else about, the leadership and the relationship that he has in the locker room with the other players. What about some of the physical attributes that you prefer in a quarterback?
Well, one of the things that you have to have is you have to have the arm first and foremost. You got to be able to make all the throws. And most of the guys, that obviously we will talk about will have that ability. The next is what we call quick twitch. That's a guy that when he sees it, makes a decision, and goes with it, it doesn't take very long for him to deliver the ball. And so that's something that we want. We don't want the guy back there, holding the ball poised to get hit. We want the ball out of his hands. The other thing we want is a guy that has some mobility, that can move in the pocket, extend the play, keep a play alive, and then evade the rush. That's another thing that's important too, is being able to evade the rush. There's a lot of qualified candidates as far as we're concerned out there, and you know, we're going to vet them all.
That was helpful. I appreciate that. We're less than a month away from the whole restart with the new name, the new branding, the new uniforms, everything that goes with 2-2-22. Does the organization feel that you need something more, like a quarterback? I know you have a need for a quarterback, and you've already mentioned the priority, but is there a conscious effort to sort of put the two together? You know, the new name, the new branding, and oh, by the way, a new quarterback that would help reignite the fan base into being excited about next year and beyond.
I wouldn't say there's a conscious effort. I would just say it's the natural progression of what has to happen. I mean, you know, you saw it, you know, based on this year that we have to have that guy. I mean, we have guys that are good enough. You know, are there better guys? Yeah, we got to look at it. We got to find that, because that gives us an opportunity. Because at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, you can spark it a little bit, but to re-energize it, you got to win. You just absolutely have to win.
By the way, as it relates to the quarterback, is it your final call? I mean, will you have the final say?
Yes, we will come together. We'll collaborate. We'll talk about it. And at the end of the day, when we make the decision, it'll be our decision, but I'll be the one telling you guys.
All right. What are you going to do? You get away at all in the off season? Warm weather, golf somewhere? What are your plans?
Well, I could be going somewhere right now, but I got to talk to you.
I know, but you can leave shortly. Are you headed somewhere? Somewhere
no,
warm?
Do you get away? I've got some things that I got to continue to take care of around here. You know, that kind of go with it. You know, as we start getting ready for this. You know, I'm finishing up all my interviews here with everybody. Then I've got some prep work I got to do for the college bowl games, all-star games, and then I also will take a quick look at some of the free agency stuff. And then just somewhere right around Super Bowl, we will get away.
You know, I didn't ask you this. As you just were talking, it reminded me, you know, part of it is obviously you're evaluating all the players and stuff with your coaches. Have you evaluated the staff, and do you anticipate the whole staff coming back?
Yeah, we're going through the process right now, in fact, and, you know, get an opportunity to visit with everybody, see how everybody's doing, and just kind of look forward to going forward with everybody.
Thanks again for your time this year. I enjoyed it. Hopefully we can catch up soon, maybe before free agency, and wherever you get away, have a great time. And thanks again. I really enjoyed it this year, Ron. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that.
That was the head coach, Ron Rivera. There were two things he said that I want to touch on when we come back. Also, we'll get to the smell test. I have right now 6 plays for Super Wild Card Weekend. And then Sue Palka will be our guest. Sue is retiring after 36 and a half years at Channel 5. We'll also get the winter storm, the latest on the winter storm update from Sue at about 8:35. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.